بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. We're speaking about different sins, and one sin is giving preference to Western secular education over Islamic education. We had mentioned some harms of secular education. Number one, the wrong beliefs which are imparted in the schools. Number two, the immorality and shamelessness which are found, which are actually taught and encouraged. Number three, the majority of teachers in schools are either non-Muslims or they're Muslims, are not according to the Shariat. And this has a great effect and a negative effect on the upbringing of on innocent and unsuspecting children. Number four, so much of importance and priority are given to secular education. The child has got no time for deen studies. And also, at the end of the day, the child feels the object of life is the dunya. And deen is just a sideline thing. It's not the object of my life. Number five, a child is taught from a young age to disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some schools, they have to wear mini skirts. They have sports days, the kind of clothing that they are wearing, and there's music in many schools, some places even dancing, and together with this picture making, this drawing of pictures, etc. So all of this is found in these places. And finally, many things, many books that our children are reading, the nursery rhymes and fairy tales, outwardly may seem to appear harmless, they are harmless fiction and poetry. But inside there are such messages which are transferred into the child's minds, consciously and subconsciously, and which change their thinking and views. These fairy tales are designed to make the child fantasize and wish for the dream life that is portrayed in them. For all of them have one common thing, premarital love. For example, Snow White, she loved together with seven men before her dream lover took her away. Sleeping Beauty, she's woken up by her lover's kiss. Cinderella runs away to a late night ball to be with her lover. Rapunzel's lover sneaks into her bedroom to secretly spend time with her. The list goes on. And even things which are, for example, Red Riding Hood, where the girl takes a bottle of wine to her grandmother. Some of the nursery rhymes have sinister origins. You are not aware of, for example, Humpty Dumpty. It's actually a mockery of the Muslim defeat in Spain. And London Bridge is falling down. It's connected to child sacrifice, which is a major part in Satanism. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, it's a poem, also a famous one, refers to the Queen Mary of England and how she killed so many people. Ring Around the Rosie, it refers to the Black Death, a plague which wiped out millions of people. Or some people say it refers to a religious ban on dancing. So all of these stories and rhymes, which our children are memorizing every day, is polluting their innocent minds instead of them learning the Quran Sharif and memorizing the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are all found in these schools, and they have a great effect upon a person. So we have to understand, and then even worse, where our young girls, sending our daughters to study in a universities, they must get a degree. And a believer, the first thing we have to understand is that our success lies in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is a complete deen, a complete way of life, and till the day of Qiyamah it will remain. And the system which Allah ta'ala has given us is the most superior way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no good act which leads to Jannah and will save you from the fire of Jahannam, except that I have commanded you to carry it out. And there is no evil that will lead you to Jahannam and distance you from Jannah, except that I have prohibited you from it. So Islam is not against education, beneficial education. Even women are not discouraged from acquiring beneficial education. But if you look at the system of this seeking education, Islam does not allow women to leave their homes for this purpose, because there are so many harms, as we have mentioned, and especially for the haya and the shame of a woman, completely destroys it. And a woman who want to, Quran Sharif, Islam encourages us that women must remain within the confines of their homes. They should not leave unless there is a valid need. If they go, there are certain ways to go. But when they are going to all these places, what is happening? There are so many reports of young girls, recently a female matriculant. She boldly rejected Islam, saying that my teachers had not given me very convincing arguments to show the non-existence of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some girls' schools, there were incidents of girls being intimate with one another. In one school, every female pupil confessed to having some degree of intimate contact with the opposite gender. And many people, they leave high school plagued by serious doubts and uncertainty about the basic beliefs of Islam. Once in India, Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi, one lady came, and she also had doubt about the Quran Sharif, and he said this is the effect of the university education which she was getting, and especially the immorality which is taking place there. And not only immorality, today people are losing their iman in these places. The main thing why people are earning and going to these places is because They want to become financially independent. And the people say that if my daughter is divorced or husband passes away, then how will look after her? So the first thing we have to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of rozi and sustenance. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was about to pass away, Usman radiallahu anhu went to meet him and he told him that I want to give you some money. So he said, what am I going to do with this money? He said, you know, for your daughters after you pass away. As Usman radiallahu anhu said, that I taught my daughters, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I taught my daughters Surah Waqiyah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ تُسِبْهُ فَاقَةٌ أَبَدًا. No poverty will ever afflict such a person who reads Surah Waqiyah every night. That is sufficient. They do not need the physical money also. This is the yaqeen we must have. Allah grant it to myself first and all of us. If we understand that rosy and sustenance lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is our object of life, is to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. It's not to earn the things of this world, to get money, etc. If our deen is destroyed, how much of harm will come to us? Allah ta'ala give us true understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.